Here's how the top boss at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown, Commander David Worley, sees things.
Even the other veterans homes that are out there that are large don't have the quality of mental health care. And I'm very proud of the mental health treatment we provide, and I'm very proud of the care that the residents get.
But more than 40 former employees of the facility see things differently. They signed a letter that was printed in the Des Moines Register. It was critical of Worley, and many that testified before the Senate committee questioned his management choices and the quality of care. Dr. Mark Manier is former director of the Veterans Home's Mental Health Department. He left in 2012 after 14 years of service. He says many staffers fear losing their jobs if they speak up to Worley, and he has many examples.
Such as Worley during one heated exchange telling her that if she wasn't a woman and she was 6 inches taller, he would hit her in the face. So let's just pause here. In what state agency is that acceptable?
But Colonel Todd Jacobus, the chair of the Iowa Commission of Veterans Affairs, a group the Commandant works with, says they're pleased with Worley's transparency, and there's no question veterans are getting the best care and treatment there.
If there is a resident of our veterans home that is being abused, it is your responsibility as a supervisor and an employee to pursue this, to present this.
Jacobus says the complaints lack specifics, but Senator Matt McCoy, a Democrat from Des Moines, asked how many people have approached Jacobus with similar concerns.
There were others within the community that made similar type allegations.
Have you ever heard the expression, where there's smoke, there may be fire?
Absolutely.
Commandant Worley admits there are challenging issues that they're going to continue to work on and made an offer to lawmakers.
What I would ask is that if people have questions, please come to the Veterans Home and ask us and look into it yourself.
But Democratic Senator Stephen Sodders of State Center says he visits the Veterans Home regularly.
If you walk down the halls and the Commandant's with you, what do you expect?
This is the most complaints Sodders has ever received about the home, and he's calling for a full investigation by the Attorney General's Office or the Department of Criminal Investigation. He also asks for Worley to step down with pay while the investigation is conducted. But not everybody agreed with such bold actions. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Red Oak says everything said at the meeting were allegations.
I know my grandfather had lived in a nursing home, and he hated being there. And they had wonderful care, but he hated being there because it wasn't home.
Ernst says it shouldn't be up to this committee to decide to investigate. The committee will meet again to determine what next steps to take, and it could include a request for further investigation by the Senate Government Oversight Committee, which has the ability to subpoena witnesses. At the State House, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.